Okay. The next subtopic is using utensils from milchiks, perfleishiks, and so on, even cold. Okay, first of all, the cheese and meat. You can't cut even cold cheese with a meat knife, or cold meat with a cheese knife, with a dairy knife. And if you did that, we'll learn later on what the halachas are, what you have to do to the cheese or to the meat to make it edible, even if it's 100% clean. Still, you can't cut one with the other. Bread. It's preferable to have a par of a knife to cut bread. If you cut bread with even a clean meat knife, okay, you can't do that if you plan to eat the bread with milchiks, and the opposite is also true. You can't cut with a milchik a knife if you plan to eat the bread with fleishiks. And this, because we're afraid that maybe there's some residue of meat or cheese on the knife, and if you have to use a fleishik, and here it doesn't make a difference whether the knife is a ben yomo, it's not a ben yomo, using 24 hours or not, because we're more afraid of what's on the knife, not what's in the knife. And lechatchila you can't use the opposite knife to cut bread. If you have no other knife and you have to use it, then you have to make ne'itza. Ne'itza is sticking it into the ground in a few different places. But in lieu of that, you can use some kind of abrasive thing to clean off the knife well, like a steel wool or something like that. Okay, but lechatchila, you should either have a par of a knife or cut for a meat meal with a fleishik knife, and for a milchik meal with a milchik knife. Okay.
Does it make a difference if it's only a bread knife and used for nothing else except bread?
No, that's ideal. To be used, it doesn't have to be used only for bread.
No, but if you have a bread knife and you have a fleishik and a milchik, you accidentally use the fleishik on a milchik, but they're only bread knives, they never use bread.
So then they're not fleishik or milchik, they're bread knives. Yeah, they're pares.
But they're on a fleishik table, or they're washed with the fleishik dishes and milchik dishes. But there's no meat on it or cheese on
it. You never use it, then that's... but the evidence for sure it's okay. In lechatchila you have separate bread knives. Okay. Tablecloths. Tablecloths should be cleaned. You don't have to have separate milchik and fleishik tablecloths. You can use the same tablecloth for milchiks and fleishiks if it's cleaned in between, washed in between. And the same applies even to a plastic one during the year. However, to use the same tablecloth just to wipe it off or to wash it off between milchiks and fleishiks is not proper. You should change the tablecloth. If you used it for milchiks, you shouldn't use it immediately after that, even if you wipe it off or clean it off for fleishiks. So you take a plastic tablecloth just to wash it, wipe it off. Right? If you wash it in the machine or whatever is one thing. But if you just wipe it off or wash it off and it's been used for the opposite one before that, you shouldn't use it for the opposite. Salt shakers. You don't have to have a separate salt shaker for milchiks and fleishiks. But you should be careful not to pour the salt over a steaming hot fleishik or milchik dish, because then there's problems and maybe it became milchik or fleishik. They used to have, some people have things, you put things into the salt. You dip into the salt. Those kind of things, you have to have separate ones for milchiks and fleishiks. Same thing goes for sugar or whatever. If you use all these things, or ketchup, mustard, if it's all squeeze bottles or whatever, it's not necessary to have separate ones for milchiks and fleishiks. If it's in a dish, then you have to have a separate dish of ketchup for milchik and a separate for fleishik and whatever. Silverware has to be marked that you know if it's milchik or fleishik. The minig is usually to mark the both of them, or to mark the milchik one. Right? Some people have the minig of putting a hole in the industrial things and institutions. They put a hole through the handle of the milchik silverware, or they mark them, or you can mark them with have a different pattern, and you know what the pattern is. So you know this is the milchik pattern, this is the fleishik pattern. Even though people come into your house aren't going to know that, doesn't make a difference. The main thing is what you know the difference. What else? Bread. If you ate bread with a milchik meal, real milchiks, that could have left a stain on the bread. So you're not allowed to use the leftover bread that was on the table with a fleishig meal. The same vice versa. However, that's what he says here. However, it's not so simple. That's asur all the time. If you know that you didn't handle the bread that was on the table, even slices. Ramoshos, first of all, if you have a loaf of bread on the table, and you know that nobody handled it, you didn't cut it or whatever, nobody handled it, and you want to put it, use it for the opposite meal, that you can do. If you know for sure you didn't handle the loaf or whatever. The same applies really to slices of bread. If you have bread on the table, and nobody handled the pieces that weren't used, they only handled the pieces that were used, and they weren't in proximity of wet milchiks or fleishiks where they could have left a stain on the bread, and you don't have children at the table who touch everything with dirty hands, then you can use bread that was on a table with a fleishig meal for milchik meal, and vice versa. If any of those conditions aren't there, you have kids who are touching with dirty hands real milchiks. In other words, if you had real milchiks at the table, they could have dirty milchiks on their fingers. If you didn't have that kind of milchiks on the table, so it's really impossible even for kids to put milchiks on the bread, then you can use that bread for fleishig. So what you have to do is you have to make sure that nobody handled it with dirty milchik hands or dirty fleishik hands, the opposite, that it was far away from milchiks or fleishiks that could have splattered on it or that could have touched it and left a mark. And after that, you check it and look, and it looks clean, that there's no, that wasn't, what's it called, stained with the opposite. Then you can use it for, there's no halacha that if anything was ever on the table for the milchiks, you can't use it for fleishiks. It's just because we're afraid that it got milchiks or fleishiks on it. But if that's impossible, right, because of the nature of how you kept the bread on the table, some say it's better, therefore, to only bring bread to the table for using and leave the bread off the table until you need it. But usually that's not 100% possible. And if the conditions that I mentioned were fulfilled, then you can use the other thing. Some people also mock me not to use parva foods, salads and things that were on the table with fleishiks for a milchik meal or vice versa. It's the same thing. It's only if it's possible that fleishiks got mixed in with that. Right, you used a dirty fleishik fork or whatever to take out the salad, right? But if you know for sure it was separated, no chance that anything splattered into it. Nobody, what's it called, took things out with their hands or with a dirty. There's a salad spoon, and that's what you use or whatever. And you checked and you saw that it looked that pretty much clean, that there was no milchiks or fleishiks fell into it. Lahalacha, you can use a salad that you had on a fleishig table for a milchiks or vice versa. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
What happens if there's a plastic tablecloth and you say that one side is milchik and the other side is fleishig?
Yeah, a lot of institutions do that. It's nikra din okay, but it's better not to do that. Because, really, it's okay because the way we eat, usually don't have really hot things from a mamash makli rishon falling on the thing that'll make the whole tablecloth, one way or the other. Usually, and you wipe it off on both sides, and you don't use it with his mamashis on either side. The chances of something wrong with that are minimal. But it's better not to do that. It's better to have a different tablecloth that's been cleaned between the time you use it for the opposite thing and use that different tablecloth, or put down a mat or a towel or something like that.
If I've noticed over recent times that things that I would assume to be proper table etiquette is not shared by some other people, such as like touching another thing on the table. If I don't see anything, if I don't see people touching bread on the table, should I still assume that it still could be, I say adults, I'm talking about, not kids.
Yeah, it's not just that they touch it. They touch it and their hands are dirty with some kind of milky sufflations that could get on the bread.
Right. So sometimes
it's not just touching.
So if I have seen it, and I've seen it, it's common enough that it's starting to be somewhat of a trend, even if my minority, do I have to assume that if I don't see anything, do I have to assume that it might have happened?
No, you check the bread and see that the chances of somebody with dirty hands touch bread they didn't eat is not that shriach, even if people are eating with their hands. And if you check it and it looks like clean, the mishtama is not wrong. Children is a different story. Children's hands are constantly dirty, and they get them dirty with everything. Unless it's that kind of meal, there's no real milchiks that their hands could be dirty with, or fleishiks their hands could be dirty with. And even with children, it's not a problem. It really tells in the mitzvahs, no special gzeira. Depends on the mitzvahs, so see at the meal what the mitzvahs is. If everybody at the meal, or, you know, people in their undershirts, with their hands are, you know, dripping with who knows what, and they're gouging everything and eating salad with their hands, okay, if that's the people that you eat with, it's fine. But if normally that's not the case.
Okay. Invite people with better manners.
What?
Invite people with better manners.
Yeah.
Would Rav say that using a liquid cleaner, a spray cleaner, to clean the tablecloth, is equivalent to putting it into a washing machine?
For practical purposes, yes. It's still better not to use between milchus and fleishik unless it's been washed in hot water in a washing machine. Because that's... The problem is that maybe... something hot that's still yatzel lettuce bowl fell on the tablecloth, maybe a dover goosh, which is only a chumrah, or maybe you were bringing soup from the pot and it fell on it's pasta, it usually doesn't happen. So usually if you wash it and clean it off and there's no mamashes, it should be okay. But it's better not to use a tablecloth that's been used for the other one unless it's been washed clean good.
That means hot water, that would...
Yeah, even it doesn't have to be mamish hot water either. It's also with detergent or whatever, that's good enough.
So why isn't the spray cleaner, which is actually
by plastic?
Yeah.
The whole doesn't have to be koshered in between. You don't have to put it into the... How do people usually clean their plastic tablecloths? They wash them in the machine? Mm-hmm. Yes, no?
Like this?
Yeah, like this.
With a sponge.
With a sponge and clean it off? Then it's preferable to have plastic tablecloths that are milchik or fleishik. It's preferable. You don't, and you use it cleaned off, it's probably okay.
And if you use placemats,
placemats is another, that's for sure okay.
If you use a placemat, there might be some space in between.
You keep it on the placemats, okay. If you use a placemat and you put it on the tablecloth, just having a placemat that you hang on the wall doesn't help.
It will be the same thing if you use only the plate, if I put everything only on the plate.
Yeah, but that's the problem. The problem is if things spill off the plate, or they spill up before they get on the plate. Or
so if like I do a point eating...
Yeah, but it's hard to be makbid on that, and that's why it's a good idea not to use the same thing.
Like using a placemat.
What?
Like using a placemat, just putting a plate under the top.
Yeah, but once you have the placemat, if something falls off the plate, it usually doesn't fall off, you know, on the other side of the table. But it's out of the plate, things fall off, they fall onto the table.
Okay.
Again, these are what?
Not unless somebody throws it.
Right, I'm saying, if you eat with the people David usually eats with, you have a problem. Otherwise, no.